This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Post-election fighting continues on Capitol Hill, where President-elect Joe Biden's allies are ripping Republicans for not acknowledging his win and accusing them of delaying COVID-19 relief packages. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Republicans need to accept reality. Biden won. The president lost.
Stop the circus.
And return to talks on COVID relief, doubling down on the Democrats' $2.4 trillion bill, which is a non-starter with the GOP.
It's like the house is burning down, and they just refuse to throw water on it.
But House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy says it's Pelosi's fault, accusing her of dragging out pre-election talks to deny President Trump a win that could have helped his re-election.
The only thing that's standing in the way, in my view, is Speaker Pelosi.
The combative tones don't appear to bode well for a quick resolution. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The number of people seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to its lowest level in 8 months. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says 709,000 people applied for jobless benefits last week, a still high number, but the lowest figure since March. It's a sign the job market might be slowly healing, but that improvement will be put at risk by a resurgence in confirmed coronavirus cases. As colder weather arrives, consumers may become more cautious about leaving their homes, and companies could start cutting jobs or reducing workers' hours. But so far, the spike in COVID cases has not triggered a wave of new layoffs. Mike Hemp in Washington.
On Wall Street, stocks closed lower on fears of another COVID-19 lockdown. The Dow, the S&P, and the NASDAQ all finished lower.